And now it's time for our revolutionary new experiment in radio.
This is WBCN in Boston.
Nearly 50 years ago, Boston was introduced to a completely different version of rock and roll radio. WBCN eventually had enormous success playing rock music few people had ever heard before and mixing it with social and political commentary. An award-winning documentary about what became known as the Rock of Boston is in Boston theaters this week, 10 years after the station's final broadcast. The documentary, WBCN and the American Revolution, was made by former WBCN DJ and newsman Bill Lichtenstein. He told us the film is a result of 50 years of observations.
I've said that the documentary's been in the making for 50 years because I worked at WBCN when I was a teenager starting at 14, and there were just things that went on there that just, you know, seemed so interesting or important that I began making copies of tapes or stashing things away, not knowing what I might do with them.
So let's do a little history here. Before 1968, WBCN primarily played classical and easy listening music. Then one night, March 15th, 1968, DJ/announcer Joe Rogers proclaimed the start of the American Revolution on the air and played this song.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum.
The song is, of course, I Feel Free by the band Cream. Bill, talk about that moment when that song first hit the BCN airwaves and what it meant.
Ray Reepin, who started WBCN, realized that there was this growing body of music popular with young people at the time that was not getting played on the radio. And so he got the hours between 12 midnight and 6 in the morning on this failing classical music station. And so suddenly at midnight, those who were listening to the radio heard it go from a piece of classical music to this rock and roll like they'd never heard on the radio before.
And what was the reception?
Within a few days, they couldn't get up the stairs because the mailbags of postcards were so full and blocking the stairway. Everybody from the philosophy department at Harvard to people working in a store in Cambridge, everybody was listening. And it got to the point where you could literally walk through most streets in Boston and somewhere you would hear the station playing out of a car, out of a window.
And it wasn't all that long before it became a true force in Boston.
It was the only place to find out what was going on with so many things that were changing so quickly, with the war in Vietnam, with, you know, a lot of the issues that were seminal at that point, the women's movement, gay and lesbian movement. So people, young people particularly, turned to BCN to find out what was going on. And it kind of became the Facebook of the day.
Well, and to your point, I was a college newscaster in that day, and who wasn't influenced by Danny Schechter, the news dissector on WBCN? Here's one of his newscasts you included in the trailer about a local protest of the Vietnam War.
In the news right now, police in Boston got orders this morning to halt an anti-war demonstration that about 30 Vietnam veterans stalked across City Hall Plaza in a mock search and destroy mission.
He had a way of not just gathering information, but relaying it that put things in context. He had a great sense of humor and really, I think, was a predecessor of what we now see on The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert. In the beginning, the announcers that BCN hired, Ray Reepin hired them because he wanted people that did not sound like professional announcers. And so I think it attracted people who had something to offer.
Let me come back to the music for a moment. WBCN promoted up-and-coming Boston bands like Aerosmith and people up-and-coming in the music industry like Bruce Springsteen. Here's some sound of Springsteen playing his song Hey Bus Driver at WBCN in 1973.
Hey Bus Driver, keep the change. Bless your children, give them names.
For people not seeing you on the radio right now, you have a huge smile on your face.
I was actually listening to it on the radio, and just Bruce Springsteen crowded into a studio probably half the size of the room we're in right now with a tuba and an accordion, and they did this performance that was just magic. His first radio performance ever. BCN saw part of its role to help support and propel local musicians to success. You know, the Cars, when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, specifically mentioned that they were launched by BCN playing a tape of theirs before they had an album.
As you reflect on the station through the documentary, what's WBCN's legacy in your view?
I think you hear Shades of BCN when you listen to public radio and community radio and the way that they engage listeners, the sense I think the listeners have that that station is there for them. I can't think of any other cultural phenomenon from 50 years ago except maybe the Brooklyn Dodgers. You mentioned it, people, they just melt. They go, oh, BCN. And I don't know how many radio stations can say that, but that's really what sort of the legacy of BCN.
Okay, I think it's appropriate that we go out of this interview with a final song ever heard on WBCN, Pink Floyd's Shine On, You Crazy Diamond. We say goodbye to Bill Lichtenstein, former intern and DJ at WBCN Radio in Boston and director of the award-winning documentary WBCN and the American Revolution. Bill, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
The documentary, WBCN in the American Revolution, will play at the Regal Fenway Theater tonight at 7 p.m. and will play at other theaters around New England in December and January. Shine.